KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's 33 degrees. We're looking for sunny skies today with a high around 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors approved moving forward with plans for a single-user waterless pit with Americans with Disabilities Act accessible restroom on the west side of the Schildberg Recreation Area. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm said he looked at two separate proposals and recommended the board approve CXT's Gunnison model concrete building.
I've looked at two companies, the CXT and then Public Restroom Group. The CXT, they're a lot cheaper and more affordable than the Public Restroom Group. When I was writing the Enhanced Iowa grant, when I was talking to the Public Restroom Group, I kind of got laughed at when I asked for what the, when I gave them what estimate I was looking at. And so they just laughed at me and said, yeah, we can't do that.
The Gunnison features a 6 foot by 6 inch by 14 foot by 8 inch floor plan, one toilet riser, ADA compliant, an ADA grab bar, one waste clean-out hatch, and one concrete waste vault with 1,000-gallon capacity. The Gunnison design, he said, runs about $18,170, which is under the $26,000 budget.
The CAD drawings and everything comes on a truck. They'll drop it off on a crane. You just have to have the site prepared. And for the vaulted restrooms, it's essentially just either pouring a pad or having a gravel pad just to set the building on, because everything is self-contained.
The restroom would not be lit or have electrical and plumbing hookups.
But it would be pretty easy for us to, I mean, since we do have an electric box, it would be pretty easy for us if we wanted to, especially if we're saving $6,000 to, we could provide a nightlight over there if we wanted to. That could be an option we can look at next spring. If you go out there currently at the shelter, it's pretty lit up. We do have two nightlights over there, and I like it lit up because it deters any vandals away. And I'll say in the last month, we've had a lot of vandals within the parks.
Speaking of restrooms, Stasselm said restrooms at the other city parks are now closed for the season and winterized. The parks themselves are open for use, though. In other business, the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board approved a service agreement with Snyder and Engineers and Associates for a $220,000 to $250,000 bathhouse shelter project at the Schildberg Rec area.
Again, with the Enhanced Iowa project, this is the last thing in the development project. As soon as this portion's done, we can put away the whole project, write it off as complete. The shelter we estimated is going to be, essentially it's going to be a minimum of bathroom facility along with showers, bathrooms, hopefully a concession area like the one at City Park, and then a picnic table shelter.
Bids will likely be let over the wintertime, he said, with construction starting sometime early next summer and completion by August of September or of 2019. Stasselm spoke with the board also about a park shelter reservation proposal. The proposal entails a reservation fee for three of the seven most popular shelters, including at Sunnyside Park, the Camblin Edition, Kitty Corral, and East Shelter. Those three are also the largest shelters in the park's system. Stasselm recommended two time slots, one covering morning and lunch, the other covering dinner and nighttime slots at $20 each. Full day use would be $35. Reservations must be made 24 hours in advance. Payments can be made online at a drop box at the Parks and Rec office and possibly at City Hall, although that has not yet been approved by officials. You can make your reservations online at AtlanticIowa.com and look for the parks link. In an update to our stories early yesterday morning, the Iowa State Patrol yesterday released additional details about a school bus versus car accident that occurred Sunday afternoon on Interstate 80 in Cass County. Authorities say a 2005 Buick LaCrosse driven by 16-year-old Natalie Guttenschreiter of Farragut was westbound on I-80 at around 2:38 p.m. just east of the Highway 71 exit when she lost control of the vehicle while changing lanes. The car slid through the median and came to rest in the middle of the eastbound lanes. A Harlan Community School District bus driven by 69-year-old Neil Gall of Erling was traveling eastbound and unable to avoid hitting the car. Following the collision, the Buick came to rest in the middle of the eastbound lanes while the Thomas bus slid off the south shoulder, coming to rest with the right rear portion of the bus on top of a solid metal guardrail. Gretchen Ritter was transported by Atlantic Medevac to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. She was reportedly later cited for failure to maintain control. None of the 17 persons reported to have been on the bus were injured, and a Harlan Community School District bus was dispatched to transport the occupants of the first bus. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, the Iowa State Patrol, and Cass County Sheriff's deputies, along with Medevac, all responded to that scene Sunday. The Iowa Board of Chiropractic said in an order filed October the 10th, the board and local practitioner Melissa Sternberg, doctor of chiropractic, have entered into a settlement agreement and final order to settle a contested case currently pending before the board. Sternberg of Carson was with Zook's Family Chiropractic in Atlantic at the time of the board's original actions against her. The allegations contained in a statement of charges against Sternberg will be resolved without proceeding to hearing, as the board and Sternberg have stipulated the following facts in the case, which include but are not limited to the board filing a notice of hearing and statement on charges on July 11th of this year, Sternberg admitting the allegations in the statement of charges and acknowledging the allegations, if proven in a contested case proceeding, would constitute grounds for the discipline agreed to in the order. The execution of the order constitutes the resolution of a contested case, and Sternberg has a right to a hearing before the board on the charges, but she's indicated that she will waive that right to a hearing, including the right to appeal or seek judicial review of the board's actions. The consent order requires Sternberg to be cited for representing herself as a chiropractic physician when her license was, in fact, suspended, and warned that failure to comply with the laws governing the practice of chiropractic in the future would result in further discipline. Sternberg furthermore agrees that she will not practice chiropractic while her license is suspended and/or on inactive status, and the order assessed a civil penalty in the amount of $750 to be paid within 6 months from the date the agreement is accepted by the board. And a bit of the background on that case, on December 2, 2014, the Iowa Board of Chiropractic filed a notice of intent to suspend Sternberg's license. On February 16, 2015, they filed a notice of indefinite suspension. A notice of hearing and statement of charges was filed in her case on July 11th of this year, and the settlement agreement and final order, as mentioned, was filed October 10th of this year. You can read more under a link on the same story at the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, officials of the Creston Police Department say a woman residing in the 1000 block of South Division Street reported Monday afternoon that around 3:30 a.m. Monday, someone broke into her husband's truck that was parked at the residence. Two Bosch nail guns, two coil roofing nailers, and a plastic cap stapler were stolen. The loss was estimated at $615. Sheriff's officials in Union County report two recent arrests. At around 2 a.m. Saturday, 24-year-old Zachary John Malloy of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for OWI second offense following an investigation into an accident that happened around 1:12 a.m. Authorities say Malloy was traveling east on 160th when he lost control of the pickup he was driving. The vehicle entered a yard at 1675 160th Street and struck a gas line, causing a rupture in the line. Malloy was later released from custody on a $2,000 bond. And at around 6 p.m. Friday, 23-year-old Cody Joseph Reichardt of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of theft in the third degree and failure to appear on four counts of burglary in the third degree, along with possession of a controlled substance. Reichardt was being held at the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.